Okay, chapter 25, paying yourself 2022. In parentheses on my notes, I got, how much time you think you got left? What are you going to do with it? Chapter 25, paying yourself 2022. There are all kinds of ways to give yourself the authority to be correct, even when not correct, right? We all have those moments, all of us, where we fight for our right to be stupid, gamble our lives on petty thoughts, and stand up for ridiculously stupid perspectives that we have, and we can even find people to support our stupid perspectives. God gives so much. Then what do we do with it? The world tells us the Bible is past its prime, not relevant, enough scripture is enough. Don't go overboard with all this God stuff. It's like an immediate eye roll, isn't it, to discuss this great nation being built on the precepts of Christianity, God, and freedom. All those men and women who gave their lives so the rest of us could be free to worship Christ, bear arms, and get a job of our choice. Not today. Who remembers the fight today? Huh? Before I start with the examples of chapter 25, for me, I need to stick close to the stories in the Bible. They engage and explain things that are happening right now in everything I do. People want everything for free. Government spending is the norm. Less and less people want to work. Less and less people want to work. Meaning people don't want to work. Huh? Entitlement, it would seem, is the name of the game. Chapter 25, what I pay myself is where I stand on reality, truth, justice, and as Superman used to say, the American way. That was the 40s. That was cool. But that saying is sadly misrepresented in most everything we do now. Is the world any different than it has always been? There is certainly a lot more of bad, it would seem. In the corporate turnaround talk, I talk all about the origin of failure. The point where someone chooses a direction, right, that will ultimately lead to a bitter ending for a company, a family, an important relationship, a country for that matter, right? Finally, too many bad decisions later, a free fall, I call it. Too many bad decisions, and there it is. Falling free like you jumped off of a building and nothing can be done. Only God has the hand that saves at that point. People have failed in the Lord to a bitter end. All the way back, the beginning of Scripture, people have failed themselves in the Lord. Why is it so hard for everybody to see what he has done? More is the world's go-to false god, it would seem. 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift. Philippians 4:11. Now that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. Such words and phrases as the aforementioned scriptures are not a primary guideline these days. The greatest violation could be seen as the violation I'm talking about in those scriptures. Since we're not listening to it, there's a violation, right? I feel the violation. I see it. I hear it all over the news. And what's the greatest violation of all of it? As if we have all these people murdering everybody. We have wars everywhere. But what do I see as the worst violation? The countries who have been given so much, and they squander it, Israel, America. I know, it's my personal opinion. Well, I got to base my life on the stuff that I am learning and the stuff that brought me where I am today to be able to help so many people. Israel and America, blessed beyond anything in the history of man. Way back in the day, Israel freed from Pharaoh and Egypt. Ultimately, a nation took the Middle East by storm. An unstoppable army of God, Israel was given the promised land. Defeated enemy after enemy, they were unstoppable. And then they got it. They got everything that God promised. And like America, systematically, they pushed God out of their everyday life, as they continued, I might add, to enjoy the promised land given to them by the Father. But little by little, they lost it. Little by little, Israel put their hope in men, money, false gods, misconduct, kings were placed in command instead of God. And all of them, kings of Israel, all of them, I mean all of them, even the good ones, ultimately failed the Lord in one way or another and affected all of the nation of Israel. And ultimately, those failures brought a nation to its end. Now, I know that Israel is there today, but make no mistake, all of this will happen again because we are all slipping away from the one true God. Today, America faces the same thing. God is virtually forgotten, laughed at, simply used as a last resort here in America. God help me, it's over. Christianity in the States is more prevalent than anywhere else in the world. But the church, the bride of Christ, battles in faith and the hope of eternal salvation in heaven for those who believe. What does that have to do with paying yourself? I'm getting to that. I'm winding up for the pitch. Let me give you one scripture, though. I want to give you a scripture regarding Israel in the history book of the Bible. The history book of the Bible, not somebody's concept. The history book. It actually happened. When I'm reading it, insert America where it says Israel. Insert America, and you'll get my point. And then I promise I'll show you how you and I choose correctly or incorrectly when it comes to paying yourself. First, listen to God's voice in this passage. It's amazing what it said here thousands of years ago, and yet we face the same this very day. God's word, or anything and everything else. What do I mean by that? Here's what he said thousands of years ago. He said it in his word. And we did everything and anything else, right? Psalm 81, 8 through 16. Hear, my people, and I will warn you. If you would only listen to me, Israel, you shall have no foreign god among you. You shall not worship any god other than me. Now, that's a showstopper for sure. But I couldn't stop there, man. I was going to stop there when I was doing my notes, but 30 years ago, I couldn't stop, and I couldn't do it today. Scripture marches on, describing doing what is right in their own eyes. Here we go. Psalm 81 continues. But my people would not listen to me. Israel would not submit to me. So I gave them over to their stubborn hearts to follow their own devices. If my people would only listen to me, if Israel would only follow my ways, how quickly I would subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their foes. Those who hate the Lord would cringe before him, and their punishment would last forever. But you would be fed the finest of wheat with honey from the rock. I would satisfy you. But did they listen? No. Is anybody listening in the whole world? A remnant. You, me, and a smaller church body than has ever been present in history since the Roman Empire. Look, kids. I know there was a time, 10, 20, 30 years ago, where a person could easily take church for granted. Come on, the quote would say, come on, I'm a good person. I don't need to go to church every Sunday. And Bible studies during the week, for crying out loud. I got to have time and a little extra money for my beer, right? Ah, those were the good old days, weren't they? No, actually, they weren't. They led to today. And today, church, scripture, it's the last thing on the list, unfortunately. It is the only thing on the list, however, that can bring me peace. This world's coming apart in fragments, more people killed every day in wars than any other time. Without God, there's no hope. And the more I spend time with God things, Bible study, scripture, talking about it, I got three or four of them a week, go to Sunday, work on the worship team, the less terror I have about tomorrow. About the news, the fake news, the real news, the no news, the some news, and tomorrow, and the money coming in, the money, my retirement, my no retirement, next month, next year, next anything, back, I take you to paying yourself. When I think about paying myself more than I deserve or less than I deserve, what am I doing exactly? If I'm paying myself too much and the money is running out, who is running the business? If I'm paying myself too little and the company owes me money, what am I not doing to cause such a mess? There's three kinds of CEOs when it comes to personal salary. One, those who pay themselves too much. Two, those who pay themselves too little. And three, those who pay themselves the correct amount based on accurate cash flow. Two of the three are based in nonsense. Can you guess which two? The third, and only the third, is the truth. Those who pay themselves too much are deciding that they themselves are God, and they deserve whatever they can get. Crazy thinking. When you're draining out the only pool of cash that you'll ever have, well, nobody believes that when they're doing it. Those who don't pay themselves, on the other hand. But I want to say that again. They don't believe that. They believe that the money will never end and that they have the Midas touch. If it doesn't work here, it'll work somewhere else. Those who pay themselves too much. Those who don't pay themselves enough. Those who don't pay themselves or don't pay themselves at all have decided that somehow that lets them off the hook. They don't need to cut back expenses or make collections. Instead, they forego such responsibility and relieve themselves of the responsibility to fix the situation. Simply forget all about the times they took the money when it wasn't there, causing this cash flow problem. Forget about that. Now that I'm not taking my check, I can just kick back and cruise. I mean, the thing isn't making any money. I just kick back. I didn't take a check, so, you know, everybody better get it together. After fleecing the corporation for years, now it needs help. I won't take my check. That'll fix everything. The more our country declines into selfishness, its people do the same. And without God, we are surely, as history has revealed, lost. Lost. Is it a selfish spirit? Yeah. Is there something you can do about it? Yeah. But you got to decide to add God to the mix. Have you been taking money from the company or making money? You've been taking it or making it? Have you personally taken too much money in the past? Have you overspent corporate budget? Have you failed to collect money owed? Have you committed the horrible infraction of low bidder and lost money? Are you selling more, requiring credit to complete the jobs? Do you know how to spell diminishing returns? Common sense is not so common, and stupid is very, very expensive. People say all the time, I never took too much money. Well, then why are you out of money? I never overspent. Well, who paid for the car you're driving? Have you failed to collect money owed? Well, I got to give credit. No, you don't. Low bidder, we've talked about that. Have you ever expected the company to do for you what you can't do for yourself? Yeah. Common sense is not so common, and stupid is very, very expensive. We all fight for our right to be stupid. And in the face of good counsel, we run, mouth off, walk away, point fingers. Why? Because we can get lost in our own inexperience and decide without realizing the consequence to do the wrong thing and cast aside good information. Ego wins, common sense be damned. Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Listen to people who know. Paying yourself too much money or not enough. Listen to somebody who knows. Paying yourself too much money or not enough, the dominoes fall and chaos takes over. Direction and discernment from those who have fought the dragon and survived. That's where we need to go, do we? We don't seem to. Prayers to God that you listen to the right people, not the wrong ones. Remember, iron sharpens iron, and your life is a training ground for all the things that God has planned for you. If you survive the challenge, this is testimony in Christ, with Christ, for Christ, and all things holy He has given you. If you survive the challenge, this is testimony in Christ, with Christ, for Christ, in all things holy, he has given you to bring hope to those who have none. Why is chapter 25 so important? Because 25 is a lesson of what can happen to any of us. We pay ourselves based on our perception, not perspective, our perception of the matters at hand. What is truth, however, is perspective, how it really is. Perception is in my head, what I deserve. Perspective is truth. What do I know about what I deserve? I don't deserve anything. I'm a sinner at the very best, a bum. In the grace of God, I stand here, sit here, do this recording today. What it means to take more than I should or not pay myself at all. The tip of the iceberg, and for those who are paying themselves correctly, 25 is a reminder to keep yourself in check. Keep yourself in check. Keep yourself in check. When it gets out of hand, it gets out of hand. Out of your hands. Right? Right. 2 Peter 1, 5. For this reason, for this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, mutual affection, and to mutual affection, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But whoever does not have them is nearsighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and election. For if you do these things, you will never stumble, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom. Hello, that was a mouthful, wasn't it? Hello, hello. You know, would we pay ourselves too much? Would the country be in the state that it's in? Would you be in the state that you get in? Would all of us be in any kind of chaos if we followed the following? Add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection love. Man, that's a mouthful. If we did that, where would we be? In a lot better place. Where are we at without it? Well, that brings me to the ungrateful company president. Hideous. Be careful when disparaging your company in times of trouble. Or ever, for that matter. Even in good times, I hear people talk about the old ball and chain. Your gift is irreplaceable. Take care. It is certainly not the old ball and chain. Philippians 4:11. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. Remember that. I've said it twice. Why? Because it's important, including the challenges. It's easier to fix the path than to live with the consequences. Oh, yeah, say it again, brother. Say it again. Bring it in. Bring it in. Bring it in. It's easier to fix the path that you're walking than to live with the consequences. You don't fix the problem or monitor the situation, you could find yourself without a company, without a life. Paying yourself incorrectly is a sign of obstinance and stupidity. If you lose it, you get to remember, and that's about it. If you lose what you have, you get to remember it. I have a little saying I like to say, the memory of being special without being special anymore. Oh yeah, it can happen. Ask Samson. Huh? Ask David. Huh? Huh? Ask him. Ask him. Look in the scripture. I can't ask him. They're dead. They're all dead. Does that boy not know they're not dead? They may be not here, but they are alive in those scriptures. And what they did and what it cost them and the people that love them is a great deal. Job 36:11. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. Whoo, doggy. Produce, deliver, and collect. And check your income versus expenses all the time. Stay away from perceived benefits, not good ideas. Terminating relationships with people because you don't think they get it. Well, maybe they do get it. Look at their track record. Maybe they get it and you don't. Borrowing money to keep up with the competition and the boat and the vacations and the, stop it. Keep what is necessary, let the rest go. Capital letters, listen to key people who have a history of saving your butt. The company must survive to fight another day, revolt against your old ways, evolve into a better, more efficient leader, and pay yourself according to income versus expenses. Collect your bills and correct your cash flow. 2 Corinthians 10:5. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Oh, my brothers and sisters, can you bring the testimony today? Is that killer? 2 Corinthians 10:5. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. Awesome. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Yeah, try that. Every thought. Take it captive and make it obedient to Christ. Kind of challenging, right? Your head's a dangerous neighborhood. Don't go in there by yourself. Huh? Right? Why chapter 25? What's the bottom line? Chapter 25 is about destroying excuses. Quit supporting excuses. I hear them all the time. I quote one of my favorite characters. I quote It'll Do Lou, one of my favorite characters. Our historic stupid nature, a character that I made up to describe our historic stupid nature. I call him It'll Do Lou. And we fight against the concepts and the precepts of It'll Do Lou. What does It'll Do Lou say? I say in quotes, I'm doing the right thing for my family. True love, even God. God told me to do it. I knew the Lord had his hand in directing me in this thing I want to do. Blah, blah, blah. All nonsense. Stupid in the name of God. I hear it all the time. Truth be known, when I talk like that, I'm not doing the right thing for my family, for any family, true love, or even God. Not only am I confused, but now I got a reason to put a wedge between me and everything good. I think I'm verified and justified by the creator of the universe to do what I want to do. You know what it's like? Paying oneself or not paying oneself is like watching a poker table. When I'm looking at CEOs that are in the middle of all this, it's like watching a poker table, right? Where a face tells all. Like you're in the poker game, you learn to tell what people are, if they got a good hand or a bad hand by looking at their hand, right? Actions speak to where a person is spiritually, whether or not I'm able to take advice or I'm teachable at all. How you pay yourself is like watching a poker table. You tell on yourself. Are you teachable or not? If you find yourself in a situation, stop, turn around now. Stop, turn around now. Isaiah 30:21. Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left. Right? Right? Isaiah 30:21. Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left. Are you listening? Check yourself daily. Listen to those around you who have a history of wisdom. When you need more schooling and information, yearn for direction and be willing to yield in the face of doing things you don't like or don't want to do. I used to say all the time, you can have anything you want in this world if you're willing to work with people you don't like and do things that are inconvenient, right? Step back. Step back away from yourself when you're quoting yourself about what God has planned for you and that your decisions are anointed, right? Whoa, back up from that one. There's a good chance you could be dead wrong. When things are in order, praise the Lord for his work and honor those men and women who, given to you by God, brought you into order. However, as soon as you do that, get back to work and keep it in order one day at a time. One day at a time. Resistance, pettiness, entitlement, wretched thinking, stubborn insubordination, and an unyielding example in the face of grace, mercy, and wisdom. All of it is in this chapter. Paying myself, how I measure that, how grateful I am for it, a lot or a little. Be wise. Learn to measure you. Fix any problem today, right now. Right now, and live well, strong. Time is never on your side. As I said at the beginning of this, You don't know how much time you got left in your life. You don't know how many minutes you got left in your life. What are you going to do with what you got left? What are you going to do with your time? You think you're going to live to 100? Maybe you will, maybe you won't. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. You don't know. What are you going to do with what time you got left? What if you had 3 minutes left? What are you going to do? What are you going to do if you lived until tomorrow only? What are you going to do? I was going to put scripture in there that said about a man, but I decided not to. I thought it would be too much. There was a little story in there that you won't find in the notes. A man had put up everything. He filled his silos, and now he could kick back for a long time in his life. He'd saved up everything, filled up his silos with wheat and grain. He was set up, man. He wouldn't have to work for a long time. And the Lord said, "You fool, your life will be required of you this night." Yeah, so who's going to be enjoying the grain now? You're gone, right? Look, kids, rise up and be better. Rise up and be better. Chapter 25, paying yourself, 2022, a great reflection of Christ in your life or not. Job 13:23. How many are my iniquities and sins? Make known to me my rebellion and my sin. I can do something with that. Listen to people, listen to God, read the word. Pay yourself correctly. Monitor yourself every day. Monitor yourself every day. And for those of you that are paying yourself correctly, watch it, watch it, watch it. The enemy is there crouching, waiting to devour. Kill, steal, and destroy. Stay the course. Work with God. Pray every day. Chapter 25, paying yourself, 2022. Amen, amen. John, I think we fired one across the bow. Let's get back to work.